In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Amazon has everything for every kind of birthday. Whether that's a three-tier cake stand.
Happy birthday!
Comet balloons for your son's space theme party.
Happy birthday!
Or gifts like a karaoke machine for that friend who never stops singing.
Happy birthday to you!
From cake stands to karaoke machines, shop everything for every party on Amazon.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is Wednesday. April 30th, 2025.
You had it right the first time there, buddy.
I know, but I try to make it for everyone. And also that off chance in the future, if there is some nuclear war and the last piece of audio that the aliens find is me saying the date, I want them to be able to understand it.
Yeah.
I'm thinking like, you know, Black Mirror type situation here.
God, man, that's odd that comes up because
it sucks this season.
Well, no, it kind of coordinates to like a Reddit forum I was reading last night, to where somebody was, you know, each town has their own local Reddit forum.
Oh yeah.
So somebody got on the Greenville one and started roasting the town.
Oh, why?
And I'm like, oh my god, like they, I kind of saw some points they were making in some of the stuff.
Yeah.
Pretty much saying the transplants come here, you know you. And I've heard this from local older folks. Like, they bring their politics here and this, that, and the other.
Oh, they're thinking of Asheville.
How they're taking over and how there's not going to be many of us left. I'm like, what are examples? And they're listing off examples, you know, and I'm like, oh, well.
Many of us, like, just what are, meaning original people that were born here?
Yeah. Natives, OGs.
Well, we still here.
Day one-ish.
We still here.
I don't mind it. Look, I don't care if it gets bigger and grows, the city. I don't care who, like,
as long as the wages match the cost of living, I'm cool with that. But well, that's also like saying I'm cool with inflation. But you have to be. I mean, you have to be because, like, you know, God, I was watching some old sitcom a while back, and they were talking about how much their rent was, and it was, how are we going to come up with $100 for the rent? Like, not they need 100 more. Like, that was the rent. And I was like,
this would be nice.
I went and looked at the inflation calculator, and that used to be like a formula. Like, it would be like 6.15% or something. Well, you just can't use that anymore.
No, you really can't. And the poverty level is a little higher than you would think it would be.
That and
with
the
some stuff.
But also the decline in the birth rate in the United States is at like at an all-time low since the 1920s. God. That's wild. It's like, first off, I don't see it.
Yeah, really. Like,
I don't see it.
That should be a good thing, right? Like, we kind of maxed out on people for a little bit.
But then you wonder, like, hold on, pardon me. There's the ASMR. People love that. Oh, the clicking on sure. The sides. They love that. You know, Elon and even Bezos or some of those billionaire trillionaires that say, hey, we need more. And I always thought it's because they lit it for more consumers, like especially with Bezos. Like, yeah, more people should get. Now, if my grandfather had Prime, will that mean I'll be able to get it also? I see that commercial all the time.
The legacy member.
The legacy member. Wait a minute. Wasn't your grandpa in the Army? Yeah, you can get on this too. Meanwhile, he came back and didn't have health care worth a damn, but now his grandkids get it.
That's not fair. Sad.
It's not. It is not fair. It is not fair.
This was a stat that I saw. The largest retirement surge in history is about to happen.
Good Lord.
This year in 2025, 4.2 million people are going to turn 65.
Good God.
In this country.
That doesn't mean everybody's going to be able to collect either.
They might wait till their full draw.
I know.
If you draw at 65, I don't know why you don't wait till 70 and get the full. I mean, it's always going to be there, no matter what they tell you.
It has to be.
I know people that have retired and they still work part-time because they can't afford to live on the retirement checks that they'd get from Social Security. So
yeah,
by the time it rolls around for us, it's going to be nothing.
You know what I felt bad about the other day? I saw some new.
Oh, Lord.
We only
have about 15 more minutes in this segment.
I saw some new housing going up. And I'm like, not too far from me. I'm like, this is nice. I might want to think about maybe, you know, checking it out.
Yeah.
It's income restricted. And I said, this is too nice to be income restricted.
I get what you mean.
Yeah. I don't know how many people take Section 8 anymore, but some of those places now look a little nicer than you think they would. I'm like, wow.
Even the old Crestview apartments beside where I used to live in Poe Mill, it was like they've put lattice up and stuff.
They got like a whole facelift.
I mean, it's still literally like brick square buildings, like literally with no kind of accents or anything, no facade, orange brick buildings. And they were hot. My friend Thomas lived in one. It was hot. Oh, so hot.
I think even your basic apartment these days is well over $1,000 a month, so...
They love jumping up the market too.
One bedroom apartment.
What's the mid, like $1,750?
God, whatever the market is, it's kind of cool because some of these people try to base it off the housing market too. I'm like, you can't really. Like,
well, then also the I was talking about the guy that and it's not a mortgage guy, but it's a actual realtor with like the big R with the little trademark on it, the real one that almost looks like the old Ryan's logo, if you remember that R, kind of R.
That was a fancy R.
And he was talking about how he had bought it's the vicious circle, whatever, but it was a home in not downtown Greenville, but outskirts of.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Maybe near the art district. And
a little ways out there were still kind of hood.
Yeah. So these people had lived there, I don't remember what he said, 30, 40 years. And one street over, the whole, I'm not saying the houses got like bulldozed, but they basically just took that chair. I want to take it out back. Pull out a Glock on it. Put a hot ball in it. Bang, bang, bang. Nevertheless.
It gets overwhelmingly distracting on a daily basis, I noticed.
Well, we don't have a live audience in here anymore. So it's like, you know, it's like WWE during COVID. There's no crowd there, so it's kind of weird. So, warp me back.
Oh, I can't now because I'm thinking about this damn chair because I want to switch this other one.
Your chair. I think it certifies as a distraction.
Let me try this other one. Because yours sucks, too.
I don't sit there and, but I don't, the only time you hear bouncing from me is when I'm nervous. So if you hear this, I'm not nervous, but I'm like, anxious or
caffeinated.
That's probably what it is, actually.
Sorry.
That's I don't like this one now.
Well, I only have the one a day. And y'all get it. Y'all get it right here. So, where am I back? Okay, so they'd lived there 30, 40 years, this house that he and his people just bought. It's like three or four of them. And it's like, it sounds bad, but it's just the circle of whatever. I mean,
jerk.
Wasn't it one of our presidents that said, don't let a good disaster go by without making it, without monetizing it? Don't
God.
Let a good disaster go by without monetizing
it's
it.
Probably Nixon.
That was a former president. I don't remember which one. So anyway, why did they move? Did they die? No. They could no longer afford the taxes on it because the houses that were built next street over that used to look like their house were now quadrupled in property value. Thus, their taxes immediately affected by it.
Yeah, that's what kills you.
That's bull crap. That is bull stud.
That's why everybody's going tiny.
It's like, oh, I'm sorry you wanted to upgrade, but why? Just because you know, obviously they were not upgraded. They were just sliced out, you know, or whatever. And all those houses, you know, now, like, they'll have one. And if I'm describing your home now, I apologize. Like, one side will be like a white wooden facade, and then the front's like a dark brown facade, like such a contrast.
Oh, yeah, it's like a weird mix.
But you can still see the frame of the house is still kind of a mill house, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
The transplants don't know. They don't know. They walking in there, and I'm like, boy, you don't realize there used to be a trap house. That really did. It was almost like Pink. 2 Chainz used to rent it out for music videos.
Yeah, repurposed.
You just don't realize. But they put that facade on there, and it's like, yeah, that's now $525,000.
Jesus.
Meanwhile, you are literally butt blanking your neighbor right behind you, moving them out.
Yeah.
And then what'll happen is that'll go one by one. That's God. You know what? That's exactly what happens, doesn't it? They go one by one. People behind them are like, crap, we can't afford to live here no more. They buy those houses, turn them into $525,000 houses. People in front of them, oh, hell, we can't live here. Boom, boom, boom. Take out the whole mill village. Y'all suck. That's some crap.
Yep. And they'll pick these roads, too, in these counties and just go right down the line, selling the land, building houses.
And if people want to have dumpy houses or whatever, if they would, let them be. That's what the Beatles were singing about.
They really were.
Let them be. Remember, sing it. Let them be. No, we'll piss off that lady if I start singing.
And they're all the same house. It's like a modern farmhouse or whatever else.
I mean, literally, you take that one and... yeah, that text is not exactly where they're thinking, but near there. The houses that are white on one side and dark brown on the front, and it's kind of the same house, but they'll use different patterns of it. But it's, you know, it's like Ryan Holmes. You know how there's kind of, you can, oh, that's a Ryan home. Yep. I can tell by, I remember seeing a buddy of mine's kitchen. Just in a photo, and I was like, that's a Ryan home. I can tell because it looks exactly like the one I used to live in TR.
Yep.
Falling apart.
Even I'm sure it's the same in Chattanooga. If you know, you're right there on the river, if you got some nice space, it's going to get gobbled up.
Oh, yeah.
Apartments, housing.
They have casinos. I'm proving right now that I don't know my geography.
You know, I don't know. You can gamble in Tennessee, it is legal. Can't do it here yet. It's not going to make it this session.
You can't. It is legal.
In Tennessee, yeah.
Okay, yes. But then, yeah. Like, so what's their formula in Tennessee? They can gamble. They don't pay tax. Or they don't pay income tax.
I don't think they have a state income tax.
State income tax.
I don't think they do. Memphis, I'm sure, has got gambling, right?
If they do.
Mississippi River?
You can't eat barbecue and not gamble. I can't.
It's hard not to.
God, what's their formula to make that work then? Like, why are we down here losing like $2 billion and damn colleges are just closing their doors?
God, I know, man.
And but yet they're just up there thriving. You got Smashville.
You got
Chattanooga, Lookout. You got the damn, I know, not talking about the baseball team, I'm talking about Lookout Mountain, which I still want to go to. Ruby Falls, I think it's called. I've seen it since we got broadcast, whatever you call it now. I don't even know what the term is, and I work here. Put on that station. I don't know what it is. It's not syndicated anymore. I don't know what it's called. Whatever. Beautiful like cave and the waterfall. So I've seen it. I'm like, God bless them.
Go to the water zoo up here. They got some nice stuff.
I was thinking the station would invite us up, you know, cruise around town in their van or something.
Hook us up. Come on.
I mean, pay my gas money. I'll come up here.
Put us up. I want to go watch the Lookouts. I want to make a whole big thing of it.
Not a team anymore.
Yeah, they are.
Chattanooga Lookouts are still a team?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm thinking of the Intimidators from Kannapolis.
Kannapolis.
Yeah.
That's so many teams.
Actually, that's the only other minor league team hat I ever bought besides the, I had a drive, but I had like 4 or 5 Greenville Braves. One of them I still have, oddly enough.
God, those are hard to get.
Yeah. But the Kannapolis Intimidators, I bought one of those hats just because, you know, it's the scheme of Dale. It was his team, you know.
BK.
Yeah. He was an intimidator.
Yeah, I forgot what we were saying, but I kind of feel like I'm worse off now.
Why?
You just kind of realize what's going on. You're like,
looking for the real estate grab and all that.
What with that? And, you know,
yeah, but it's always been though. Like, it's just that 225 year cycle they talk about, where everybody's got money for part of the time. And it depends on which generation you're in. But it's a 225 cycle. Like, look that up. It's kind of, it's been accurate. Pardon?
That's what I'm saying now.
I know. That's what we were talking about the other day. When you make fun of someone, you start to develop their little things.
Yeah.
Accurate. Oh, I know what it was. You were talking about state government.
State government. Well, yeah, but the other thing, accurate. Yeah, how do they do it up there?
They work. We have here in South Carolina, we have a ruthless group of vindictive congressmen. We really do. And they like feast on each other.
Cannibals.
You talking about Lindsay?
Cannibal like congressman.
They focus the whole time about, you know, trying to kick Curtis Loftus out of office. They ain't really done anything else.
Yeah.
So it's like kind of a good movie.
But then you'll have these councils, you know, like the family councils. Oh, we can't gamble. You know, gambling's not good for us. And how the hell do we have medicinal marijuana? We've got that. You know, yeah. We got that, but we don't have, like, you know, recreation. We can't gamble. You know, they're only entertaining gambling because of a local builder that's got enough pull to get it on the docket and get it going.
Yeah.
Thank God, because I'd love to be able to do it before I die.
But, like, I would love to, like, I would really, in the guise of doing the show and also as a journalist, I would like to interview someone from it's kind of like the parent-teacher council from the 90s.
Yep.
Where they would come on and say, no, you can't do this kind of stuff. Jerry Springer, hey, Motley Crue, quit making songs about... I mean, Motley Crue songs are not bad at all, actually. I mean, like, those people not have now. To be losing their minds if they listen to current music now. Where they're like, and I'm showing my age. It doesn't bother me any. But I'm like, I can obviously now tell the difference between, like, yeah, that is not bad at all. Y'all should listen to this stuff by B.B. Rexha. And
Cardi B. The WAP song.
Lil Yachty.
The radio cut of the WAP song is dirtier than the
explicit. Yeah, it is. Because they play sound effects with it. And it's like, well, my God, the dumbest person knows what a sound effect means. They might not be able to spell it, but they can say, oh, yeah, squishy. I mean, hell.
Man, this is all David Beasley's fault from years and years ago. We can't have poker machines because some dummy might blow his whole check on him. Well, you know, that's not our fault.
I mean, it's not. That's the same argument they use for prohibition.
Yep.
But we also live by survival of the fittest. We can't have it both ways. I mean, you do on the weekends, Paige.
I mean, you like money, don't you?
How do you say
that? I love it. Well, you got some for us?
You know how much North Carolina makes a month in gambling profits? Jesus.
Do you know?
Millions.
Oh.
Millions.
But then this is a true question I don't know the answer to. So when you give the rights or whatever it is, I don't even know the vernacular for it, but like, let's say the Cherokee, you know, hey,
yep.
We are sorry for doing all this. You can do casinos. That goes to their, you know, and I'm a 20th, I should know this. That goes toward their bottom line and not the state bottom line, correct?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay.
Well, the Catawba Indian tribe were even saying, like, you know, let's get this going.
Why doesn't Seneca have gambling? Y'all had Indians. They named the city after the tribe.
I mean, hell.
Or the pack of cigarettes from back in the day. Remember the Senecas?
The Cherokee have recreational marijuana.
Yeah.
On the reservation.
Yeah. But that's our way of saying we are sorry for the Trail of Tears and such.
The only reason the Catawba had the Two Kings Casino, which we love, is because of said local builder helped him purchase the land to get it going.
Yeah.
North Carolina made $729 million. In the first full year of gambling.
I'd also like to ask some profits. Of the parent-teacher counselor, whatever it's called now, like, what do you watch on TV?
Like, what?
It's like I asked, I'm sure he would not mind me saying this. If he does, I apologize to you, Nick. My cousin's a preacher, and his church is down in Charleston. And you know how, I don't know if I ever said this on the radio or not, but there's always those things you wonder, and you want to know, like, a casual pastor to ask.
Yep.
Not just like you just run into a preacher and you don't know their temperament yet. So this was actually after the funeral the other day when I was, you know, I had no inhibitions. I wasn't drunk or anything like that, but it's like, you know what? Dillagaff.
Just throw it out there.
Dillagaff. Yeah. I said, because he, I mean, he's like, I mean, he did my mom's service. Like, I mean, he's good. Like, I ask him questions a lot, and he's like, he knows the answer. He knows his stuff. I said, what do you say at the end of sex?
God, wow. Why do you even talk to him about sex?
Why not? I mean, like, it's just one of those things where I feel like most people, and I've learned this from pornography films, cuss at the end of sex.
Yeah.
Even in a positive way, like, yeah.
Do you feel like...
He just kind of laughed and walked away, is the answer. He wasn't going to obviously say a cuss word or even wanted to allude to him being naked and having sex with his wife, but... It was one of those. I was like, well, you know what? At least you asked.
Do you feel like sex was a trade-off?
Me and my other cousin guessed on which word it would be.
When God was creating people, he's like, I don't like this, but I got to give you something to, like, you know, kind of look forward
something
to.
That if that feels good, if, even though yeah, your parts are ugly.
If you live right, like, this ain't good, but here, go ahead, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, plus.
I feel like you don't like it even if you're married.
Sex?
Gosh.
God, where have you lived?
Because I feel like God's like, look, I got to give you something to strive for. Something, you know, if you live right, you can, like, enjoy. I don't like it. But here, you can do it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I was sitting there thinking, like, if you, like, let's just say, and you know, not say, let's say, all right, man, yes, the end of sex. Hallelujah. That seems sacrilege, right? If you say something like that.
In that context, because, you know, other gross stuff's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, but your parents don't teach you how to have sex. You got to learn that on your own.
Amen.
You know, they give you education, but
it looks like you're getting tased.
It looks dumb.
I mean, I don't know how you look. I was just talking to Paige.
Oh, where have you seen mine?
I saw the B-roll of your film.
Movies.
I said B-roll, by the way. Oh, Lord. That's only 21 minutes worth. We got to do like 3.5 more.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We can do it. We can do it. We got this. There's tons and tons of stuff to talk about. In fact, a brand new Matt Mann's conspiracy mystery today that will change the way you look at zoos.
No, no.
Yes.
There's going to be a lot of possibilities with
this. A lot of possibilities with the way you're going to think about zoos.
Because I haven't been to one in a while.
Me neither. Do you have a favorite that you have been to? That you've been to, not like you want to visit?
I don't remember them, really.
Riverbanks has got us beat.
Yeah, it sucks too.
That's a great. I mean, ours is all right.
I went to the San Francisco Zoo and there was a. No, the story is funny.
I bet there's a bunch of peacocks there.
People were stupid and standing around there as this big orangutan was throwing poop at all the people, and they're just standing there, and I'm like, what is wrong with these people?
God, it sounds
you're getting poop thrown at you. Walk away.
Hey, y'all. No, they wouldn't say that there. The orangutan would be like, oh, look out.
Oh, my God.
Here comes the doo-doo.
Do a San Francisco accent, page of a man.
Oh, my God. There's poo flying through the air.
Oh, bro.
She just smacks him in the face.
Oh,
slow motion like in a Jackass movie. Big turd.
Who is that?
It comes a flying turd.
Dude, hang loose. I just did.
Dude, stay away from the orangutan. They're going to throw poo at you.
It all turns into Spicoli.
You ever see one of them hit their head with a pair of Vans checkerboard shoes?
All I said, I think we've seen enough of this. Let's move on.
The way you look at zoos will change today with Batman's conspiracy mystery and tons of stuff. In fact, a major, I don't want to, it's not going to be an apology. It's just like a faux pas. A faux pas. And I don't mean like four dads. A faux pas, which is French for a F up. Am I right, Paige?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So a little bit of a faux pas. On our part, and we'll serve that with some escargots.
Oh,
1-800-774-0093. That's the TLCMotors.com phone lines. You can text it. You can call it. But for the first hour, I just text because we were not going to answer your calls.
You ain't gonna get it.
Just being honest with you. It's not like, call me anytime, and I'm only home for an hour. Like, literally, we will not be taking phone calls till top of the 7 o'clock hour. Paige. And don't text and drive, Paige. You too. What's up in the
Oh, place? Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you something that Fat Boy will probably never do at a drive-thru.
Oh,
next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Hey, the possibility is right. I can't even think of.
Like,
God, I don't know.
I could say, like, the guess is he parked too far away from the window where he would have to open the door and get out a little bit because he would say, that's not a drive thru.
Ah, you know what?
It's inconvenient.
I'm pretty good about that.
Are you?
I get pretty close up.
He's like, hey, hey, y'all.
I screwed up the side of my tires the other day at the post office. I literally got too close to the curb and I was like, drove away. All right.
Oh, you scrubbed the sides.
Yeah, on the rims. Yeah, I'm going to need a rim job later if anyone knows. 1-800-774-0093. Good morning, everybody. Thank you.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow! The Rise Guys Morning Show.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Imagining a better future for you or your business is the first step. Investing in that future with Betterment is the next. Whether it's saving for today or building wealth for tomorrow, we help people and small businesses put their money to work. We automate to make saving simpler. We optimize to make investing smarter. We build innovative technology backed by financial experts to make everything a whole lot easier. At Betterment, we're here to help anyone who's ever said, I think I can do better. So be invested in yourself. Be invested in your business. Be invested in better with Betterment. Get started at Betterment.com. That's BETTERMENT.com to get started. Betterment. Be invested. Investing involves risk, performance not guaranteed.
Amazon has everything for every kind of birthday. Whether that's a three-tier cake stand.
Happy birthday!
Comet balloons for your son's space theme party.
Happy birthday!
Or gifts like a karaoke machine for that friend who never stops singing.
Happy birthday to you!
From cake stands to karaoke machines. Shop everything for every party on Amazon.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey.
I'm Paige, and headlines this morning brought to us by Gosling Electric. So I'm not bashing on Fat Boy, as I usually do, about going through the drive-thru.
You mean crushing on him.
Some of your favorite things.
Well, this is one thing that I know that Fat Boy will never do, because I remember there was actually a story of Fat Boy being involved in a situation such as this.
Well, I know what it is.
You do?
I don't wait. Even if I paid for the food, if they say pull up or cooking, I don't wait. I take off.
She said you would not do this, though.
Oh, I won't do it again.
I'll pay for the person behind me.
Well, you've heard about the pay it forward chain.
That's it.
At a drive-thru where someone pays for the person behind them.
Mine's
that's
sketchier,
a nice thing
though.
To do, right?
What was yours again?
Pay for the person behind me.
Uh-huh.
I want to pay for the person behind me day.
It's nice, but it also puts them in a spot where they have to decide whether they're going to pay for the next person.
But what if you, literally there's no one behind you?
Well, a woman...
Are you cool? Like, all right, cool, thank you.
She's now going viral on TikTok for sharing her experience of someone paying it backward. So her name is Samantha, and she went to a Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru this last week.
I think
week.
It's just Dunkin' now, Paige.
Well, Dunkin'. I like saying donuts.
I know. Oh, I like to say donuts. And, you might have Tourette's.
And when she pulled up to the window, the clerk told her that the guy ahead of her, who left, told them that she would be paying for his order.
Oh, wow. Well, that's perfect. What do they call them now? People who drive-through worker, let's say. They're stupid. I mean, that's just dumb.
I was trying to figure out how this is going to work.
She looked back there and pointed and just waved, and he probably waved back and nodded. Hey, how are you girls? He's like, okay, you're going to pay.
I'm sure I've been behind somebody and they've asked at the window, like, how big is his order? Because it ain't going to be just like a single order. So they've probably been presented with, I don't know if you could pay it forward, or if you have to pay the whole thing, but I'm sure somebody's turned mine down because of what I've gotten. Well, I get extra. I mean, I always do.
Samantha. So you can ask?
That's the only way you would find out, right? I would imagine they
Well, yeah, of course. That's
you
right.
would say, how long?
What if you haven't ordered yet? How does that work? It's for with two windows then.
Well, I think at that time you're already up there, right? So they know what you got.
Okay.
I usually order on apps instead of getting to the window.
Yeah, that's true too.
Because people annoy me, and I'm in a hurry.
People annoy me, and I like to say donuts. Hi, I'm Paige.
People who annoy you.
It's number 4445, please. All right, so in a caption, this woman said, to the random guy in front of me who lied to the employee, I hope you have the day you deserve. So Samantha posted this follow-up and where she claimed that she did not pay for his order. And the Dunkin' employees were very cool about it, even though they were frustrated that the guy eventually stole his coffee.
I don't get when people say, what do you think is going to happen? When you say, I hope you get the day you deserve. He got one up on you. Most likely he's going to have a great day with no consequence. You just got hoodooed and, that's that.
I'm not talking about the stretch pay you use to buy things online. That's Klarna. Do you not believe in karma, though? Uh-oh.
I feel like it fits people's narrative when conveniently. Because some people would say, they believe in karma, but they don't believe in reincarnation. Well, it's the same damn religion.
No, I don't think so.
I mean, pick and choose.
Yeah, but if karma just means like you look at... I was actually telling my kid the other day. I was like, she was talking about just how... I don't remember specifically, but just, like...
Talk about banjo.
No. Kind of maybe the same example, but in a different way about, gentrification of towns and stuff like that, and the people who live there get run out. And she's like, how does that keep happening? I'm like, well, eventually they'll get their just due. And I was like, go watch that Enron movie. Go watch that Enron movie.
It's such a...
You will see that eventually... They will get there. And if it's not on this earth, on this plane, on this terra, then it will be down below.
Guy, how many people forgot?
Hell is hot.
How many people forgot about that? It's such a dated reference, but it is a good story. It's a good lesson.
What?
Enron.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's one of the – that's huge. But it's also like – that also goes back to – I see about this the other day. This will go fast, I promise. Look at the Vince McMahon thing.
Yep.
Look at TKO. Look at Netflix. Look at that timeline. They just happen to be doing a documentary about Vince McMahon, a tell-all, when the story breaks. 6 months later, Netflix announces, hello, we are now showing Raw, when it was that's a huge get for them because it's worldwide all at the same time now. And then also at the same time, Vince McMahon is going through all these sexual harassment things. The people that dropped that story are the ones that own the company now, I guarantee you.
Do you know he's still the third largest shareholder in the company, TKO?
He sold. He sold like $9 billion worth.
He's still got some. He's got enough to make him third largest behind William Morris Endeavor and somebody else. Dana's not even in the top 10 of it.
Wow. I just went Owen Wilson on you. Wow. Wow.
All right. Well, I'm paging those Your Eyes Guys headlines.
Wow. That's wild, man.
How much do Vince own? This is going to be a good bit.
You have to ask her. You have to say her name on the speaker. Dude. You can't just speak it.
I don't trust it. Lights up too much. He's actively selling off shares, but said, yeah, he still owned 8 million Class A shares. A market value of $776 million. God almighty. This is money he's collecting.
Like, if I'm Shane McMahon's son, I'm like, hey, Dad, why am I going to college right now?
But what's the point?
What's the point in all this, Dad?
I mean, to play ball, that's cool. But after that, like...
Yeah, but after that, after the Neil deal done run out, like...
Like, going to class, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
That's an interesting circle because, you know, one of Shane's sons goes to North Carolina, you know, Belichick, McMahon's. Could get interesting.
Oh, really?
Vince might like Bill's girlfriend more than Bill likes Bill's girlfriend. You never know.
Yeah, but Bill Belichick ain't got McMahon money, though.
Nah, he ain't got McMahon money. I don't think many people do now.
Like on Payday Friday or maybe like when you're coming back from a good number two, do you ever just start strutting like Mr. McMahon down the hall?
Yes.
I do sometimes.
Or if your nuts are stuck.
Come off the leg a little bit. Paige, again, thank you. Fat boy.
Bill's not the genetic jackhammer Vince is.
Right. What is up in sports?
Shaq's got a new job. I don't think he's going to leave TNT. Or they're going to be on the ESPN. That's licensed out for next year. So maybe this is something else on his plate of things to do, but a very, I don't want to say odd job for Shaq, but you wouldn't see him doing this normally. I'll tell you what his new job is.
Sleeping on strangers' couches?
No, and it's not even, it's not a business. It's not something he can get a piece of. He's running the show.
I did see further that that story has been falsified now, that was not Shaq's feet.
What?
Yeah. I saw that last night.
Like his big, huge hands.
I'll look it up on the internet for you and beam it to you.
Well, like him sleeping there.
Well, I mean, you look at also the size of that. There's this woman online that's claiming she's having an extramarital affair with Shaquille O'Neal. And,
yep.
But his head's cut off in all the pictures. And she is very short. But people were pointing out on one of the sites that those are not Shaq's feet. And I'm like, well, you know, how do you know? How do you know what Shaq's feet look like?
Is it Omos?
From wrestling. That's where he's been.
Is it an angle?
He's been pretending to be Shaq to get some love from women. All right, good morning, everybody. Whoops.
Wake up! This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Like when they bicker back and forth, that's a trip. I'd love to hear them argue.
The Rise Guys.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Imagining a better future for you or your business is the first step. Investing in that future with Betterment is the next. Whether it's saving for today or building wealth for tomorrow, we help people and small businesses put their money to work. We automate to make saving simpler. We optimize to make investing smarter. We build innovative technology backed by financial experts to make everything a whole lot easier. At Betterment, we're here to help anyone who's ever said, I think I can do better. So be invested in yourself. Be invested in your business. Be invested in better with Betterment. Get started at Betterment.com. That's BETTERMENT.com to get started. Betterment. Be invested. Investing involves risk, performance not guaranteed.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Mother's Day. Whether that's a massage gun for an at-home spa day,
or new shoes for her favorite salsa class.
Or gifts like a biker helmet to unleash her inner daredevil. From hot stones to helmets, shop everything for Mother's Day on Amazon.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sports brought to you by Bojangles. This day in sports history. 86 years ago in 1939, he played his 2,130th.
Lou Gehrig.
Yep. That was it. Wow. Iron Horse was his.
Horse. Not Iron Horse.
What was his nickname?
Horse.
Bad.
Put some s on that.
Uh-oh. Not Iron Horse Motorcycle Lawyers. We're talking about Lou Gehrig, Iron Horse. Though they both say, look twice, or I'll be coming for you. Didn't miss a game in 14 years.
Wow.
I bet Wally Pipp hated him.
Oh, Wally. Gosh.
My head
Put
hurts.
Wally Pipp in the Hall of Fame just because he has been used for so many motivational speeches. That, you remember, Paige? He missed one game with a slight injury. Missed one game. Lou Gehrig came in and then never left.
Never.
Until the disease that he invented.
Which they don't refer to it anymore as Lou Gehrig's. I haven't heard.
He didn't invent it either.
They call it ALS.
Yeah, that's ALS. But I can't tell you what that stands for.
It's something complicated.
I know multiple sclerosis. I can't say that either.
Many a sclerosis.
MD means you're a doctor. It makes no sense. I don't get it.
Unfortunately, I have to tell you the passing of Mets superfan Seymour Wiener. He passed away. He was a World War II vet.
How did Wiener die?
I think being old as hell.
Choked.
He was, I remember this now. I didn't know who he was at first because I thought the Mets got hacked, but I remember. So last year they honored him for being a World War II vet on opening day. And when people saw his name, the Mets turned into a promotion. Dollar Dog Night, they did a lot.
That's fun.
For Seymour Wiener. But yeah, he passed away.
It's very unfortunate for him and his family.
You don't.
Was he well endowed?
No, this is just his name.
I see.
97 years old.
My Lord. Well, they wouldn't have thought about it back then.
We had a good life.
Will our kids be bullied by this name? Why am I Bill Clinton now? I don't know.
I don't know. We don't have many World War II veterans left.
No.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Oh, no.
God, if you could find one to talk to, man, the stories they got to tell.
Yeah, man. My dad would say that there was this guy that used to sit at the store across from the mill that was a Civil War veteran.
Oh, good Lord.
This was when my dad was a kid.
Oh, okay.
So the guy would have been 80, 90 years old. Oh, my God. Could you freaking imagine? And he told my dad it was all fake. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, God.
He did not say that.
Cousins.
No, but he just said, just remember my dad would always say, I wish I had asked him more questions. You know? That's crazy.
Fascinating.
Man. Yeah.
What is Shaq up to now in his new job? He's still going to be on the inside the NBA, which is going to be
bought a Taco Bell.
No way, he probably did, but that's not making news. He is the new general manager of the Sacramento State basketball team, men's.
Oh, Sac State, nice.
So, a lot of schools are doing this now. They're hiring general managers to run their programs.
Aren't they more just one of those, Remember how they, old baseball pitchers would always get, Hank Aaron got an office job for the Atlanta Braves. I don't think he ever was in there taking meetings and signing things, contracts and such.
No, these are real jobs. They basically handle signings and nil. That's what these general managers are doing.
That's smart.
That's why Woj left his ESPN job to do that for, I think, St. Bonaventure maybe, but A lot of people are going.
Like you're speaking a different language over there. Wojciechowski.
So Shaq's going to be running a Sac State, as Paige calls it. Mike Bibby's going to be their basketball coach too. So.
Hmm.
And they've already got a couple transfers that are going to come in and play.
They're doing something different.
Did any of your friends ever go to any of your friends from San Francisco ever go to Sactown and become very disappointed?
No, every time somebody went to Sacramento, it usually was a big party.
Yeah. She ain't going to get it. She's a white woman.
She didn't get it. Yeah.
No, I wouldn't.
Okay.
Did you throw up the west side? I can barely do it.
Can you crip walk?
It looks like I am if I'm going to ask.
Well, you look crippled when you walk is what that is.
I can't say. I am on creek, so you can go to hell.
Physically altered.
All right, we out of here.
Thank you. Saving me.
There's more jokes for real. Next time.
More jokes.
Keep them coming. Put them home.
Got to space them out.
Yeah, don't wait. Can't wait for Disability December coming up.
Good God.
I've already been through that once. I won't do it again.
Wow. So, we try to say that we do not issue apologies unless absolutely we feel in our hearts that one is owed. And
we don't feel that often.
We do not feel that often. Yeah. So that's why we're going to refer to this as just a faux pas. Just a faux pas. And Paige said earlier that's French for an F up.
Yeah.
So we'll clear that air. It's the best way. I don't want to promote or whatever, but we said right after we get through with sports and everything, we will do this and we will not to get it out of the way, but clarify.
Yeah.
That's right. So we will do that next, okay? Good morning, everybody.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Amazon has everything for every kind of birthday. Whether that's a 3-tier cake stand.
Happy birthday!
Comet balloons for your son's space theme party. Or gifts like a karaoke machine for that friend who never stops singing.
Happy birthday to you!
From cake stands to karaoke machines, shop everything for every party on Amazon.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Life offers us choices. When shopping for a luxury SUV, you should have the same benefit. The 2025 Lincoln Corsair SUV offers a traditional gas powertrain and the plug-in hybrid grand touring model. The spirit of choice continues with several available features to leave you reinvigorated, including perfect position massaging front seats, the jet appearance package, panoramic vista roof, and more. With an impressive list of both standard and available features, the right choice becomes clear. Discover it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer. Lincoln, the power of sanctuary.